This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Red Wings openers tonight. Let me tell you something. One of the great dudes there is out there is Ken Cal. He was at the Tiger game yesterday. I got a chance to talk with Kenny, who is the best. You know what he told me? Guess which Red Wing is really into the Tigers?
Dylan Larkin.
He might be, but that's not who he said. I don't know.
If I throw another name out, you might say the same thing.
Right.
Why don't you just tell me who he said?
I may as well. But he said the guy that is way into it is Germany's own Mo Sider.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't it? Well, apparently dude's into baseball. Mo Sider's into baseball.
Well, it's hard not to catch pennant fever here with things going the way they're going. And this is what happens when the Tigers make the playoffs. Everybody becomes a Tiger fan. I think the Tiger fans, they don't die. They're always there.
Yeah.
You know, they lay dormant for a while when things aren't so good and, you know, maybe they'll pay attention, but they're dying for the team to be good and relevant so that they can perk up and puff their chests out. And that's kind of what's happening now. This is extraordinary what's happened.
248-539-9797. Okay. So you know I'm not a jinx guy.
Right.
Yep.
I'm already uncomfortable, Kang. Already uncomfortable.
Wait, that's all I said.
I know. But what's going to follow here is either license for you because you'll throw it on somebody else's shoulders for something they've said.
It's like when you say with all due respect,
exactly.
And then you just insult somebody.
Yeah.
Well, then, I mean, that's not my intent here at all. Okay, so yesterday, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Kang, very generously, are you wearing the same hat you got us? You got, everybody at the station.
Yeah.
Where'd you get these hats?
A buddy of mine, you know, I've mentioned before, John owns Pro Sports Zone over in Laurel Park Place.
So Kang does this every once in a while, and it's one of the things that, amongst many reasons why Kang is awesome. Last year, he shows up to work, and he was at his buddy's store, and he bought us all grit hats.
Bought us all the grit hats.
No. And now today, this year, he gets us the Tiger postseason hat, which you got to get it to the camera as best you can for people to see it on the Twitch feed. I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Did you take off the sticker?
He had the sticker on.
I kept this World Series sticker underneath because I hope they go to the World Series.
That's funny. It's got the 2024 playoffs logo on the side. It was the hat I was wearing yesterday that Kang bought us. Immediately I was accused of breaking up the mojo because I wasn't wearing my other Tiger postseason purchase, which is this light blue Detroit Tigers hat with the old school logo, which has gotten mixed reviews, including a mixed review from you.
I don't know where you get this.
Well, you say you like the hat, but you hate?
I hate the flat brim.
And there's the mix.
Well,
I don't know what.
Is it possible to bend that brim at all?
And ruin the hat?
And ruin the hat?
By the way, this is a bent brim. The flatter brims are much flatter than this.
And also that hat, I like the hat. I like the logo, I like the color scheme. What I don't like is it looks magnificently giant on your head.
Well, thank you. So anyway, I didn't wear this hat yesterday for the first time in the postseason.
Is that oversized?
No. I wore the one that Kang got us.
Mm-hmm.
And I immediately noticed that the streaming chat on Twitch was claiming that I was breaking the mojo, and if the Tigers lost, it would be fully my fault.
No, sir. You're fine.
Okay.
Gear, you can wear gear as long as it's gear.
Okay. So, but I'm not a jinx guy. Not at all. Did you hear Costa this morning?
You're making me uncomfortable. I did not. And we're going to speak this into the universe again?
Well, he said it. And I guess he said it a lot.
Mm.
He said, this series is over.
Mm.
Some guys feel that need, Gator. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. They feel that need to just.
They want to be the guy.
Yeah, they want to be the guy. I called it.
I called it.
And
I knew it was over. It's over.
You know, I saw something similar to that this morning, reading in the Free Press, and it came from a source that doesn't surprise me, but, you know, Carlos Menares had something similar to that with the headline on his story. And when I saw it, I'm like, I'm not reading the story because I despise the headline. I feel like boycotting the morning show for a little bit because of Costa. I won't do it, but here's the deal.
Well, the thing is, if that's what you truly believe and you are as confident as you can be, I guess go ahead and save it. You know where I feel right now we are? Up 2-1 in this series with a home game and a Scooble start in the holster. You know where I feel we are right now? I have a similar feeling to being up 17 points at halftime of the NFC title game.
And what happened?
They lost the game. And that's why I'm not going to go through. That's why I don't think it's over. I don't feel. We've been close to something that felt so close you could taste it. Something you never thought you would see. We never thought we'd see the Lions in the Super Bowl, and they were so close they could taste it. Now here we are. We never thought we'd see the Tigers in the ALCS, and we're so close you could taste it. But I can't shake that feeling that this is far from over. They still have work to do, and we don't have to go back that far to think of a recent example where everything was going well and it was so close and it didn't happen. So that's why I wouldn't go anywhere near what Costa had said. Now, I don't believe in jinxes, so it has nothing to do with that, but ultimately, to me, there's still a ton of work to be done here, man.
There is. It can get done today if things work well. Go ahead and do that. You saw one of the last bullet points I had regarding the Tigers. I don't even want to mention somebody's name, so I'm not going to. It's about today and what this team can do.
Are you going downtown without ticks?
I said
one of the last bullet points.
Two above that.
Wait, what? You'd pitch Scooble today?
What is wrong with you? That's not what I said.
No fallback plans. I don't understand what you're saying. I don't even want to mention this name Scooble today. No fallback plans, only about today. So that
because you keep mentioning his name and saying, game five. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No talk.
Today.
Yeah.
Don't mention his name. I don't want to talk about fallback plans and, you know, to start to cushion the blow if things don't go their way today. That's not it. Today is about today.
But let's be clear here. And in the context of today is about today, without question, the big picture is if this team is truly going to win something more than just this series, it's kind of a big deal to win tonight.
It is.
It's kind of a big deal.
It is. And look, I love what A.J. Hinch has done with the pitching staff. You have no idea what's coming at you. And that is fascinating to me. Mm-hmm. With today's game, I mean, I would expect Reese Olson's going to pitch a bulk load of the innings. But does he start the game? I mean, that's what's crazy about this is that you don't have to. He hasn't done this. You know, A.J. Hinch has been like, somebody go out there and throw the first inning. Hopefully you get the first three batters out or at least you go unscathed. Don't give up a run. Maybe you have to go through five or six, but don't give up the run and we're fine. Then turn it over to somebody else who can go four, five, six innings, whatever the case is, which is what happened in game one. You know, Reese Olson didn't start game one, but he came in the first inning in game one because Tyler Holton got lit up a little bit. So I'm really curious to see where he goes with this pitching staff and the lineup tonight. Now, the lineup, I suppose, is going to be pretty obvious. You're facing a right-hand pitcher in Bibee, who you saw in game one. So you're going to have a ton of lefties. It'll be a similar lineup to what we saw yesterday. I can't imagine it'll be terribly different.
Do you think that the Guardians would, like, Voit would do something similar just to get back at AJ? And because the Tigers would load it up with lefties, like you said, and he goes, nope, I use an opener just like you did. I'm screwing you over like you screwed me over yesterday.
No, because he would be screwing his own team over because Bibee was masterful against the Tigers in game one.
I know. I'm just saying out of spite because he got so outmanaged yesterday.
That's fantastic. So fantastic.
Boy, he got so outmanaged yesterday.
It's like, hey, listen, it's A.J. Hinch. Letting you know, we're going to start Montero. Okay. All right. Good talking. Good luck. Bye. And then he comes out in the second inning. Brant Herter.
Yeah.
Like what? Watching the game or saying Brant Herter's in the game. Montero just won 1-2-3, but Brant Herter. Why? Oh, don't question it. It's AJ Hinch. I'm good with it. I'm good.
Tigers, Cleveland, game four tonight at Comerica Park. Want to talk to the people next. How you feeling, Detroit, right now? Are you confident? Are you nervous? Are you feeling like they got to win it tonight? Is there something that doesn't sit well about having it go back to Cleveland? Are you trying to not see the big picture and just say, hey, win one of these next two? Where are you at with this team and where they stand right now? What are your emotions telling you? It's Carson Anderson. Get the finger of the pulse of the fans next. Here on Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.